You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 248 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Thanksgiving is over. We're back. We're ready to talk. A lot of golf, a lot of fun stuff that's happened. And just have some fun. Get your week started off right. And just get the flow going for the week. Get it going. Weather was weird. It kind of warmed back up. So maybe it's golf weather where you are. It is kind of here. It's a little windy, but, you know, it's high 50s, low 60s. Let's play. Tonight's
I'm going to make Kyle take me again Tuesday. So yeah, that's how that works.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Rivalry week in college football has come and gone. Now you got conference championships right around the bend. Then you're going to have bowl season. You got the NFL season is over halfway done. I mean, you're right in the heart of it. You got football all the time. Basketball's getting kicked off. Basketball every single night, college and NBA. Tons of stuff you can bet on. Go there, sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back free on top of it to play with. Sports, online casino, they got it all. Bet Online. It's where the game starts. Ben, we took a week off for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But we're back. We're back. And this is the golf is going to there's a weird little transition here, but we're going to pick it up. We're going to be talking tons and tons of golf, tons of fun stuff, interviews, things like that. And we will have a good time here on out rest of the year and moving forward. But we want to talk about something big happened. Something big happened for the show this past week. And
you said you've posted it to social media. I'm so glad I held on. I came while I was bored this weekend at a red level. I came close to posting. I was like, why the hell hadn't he posted this yet? So I came close to doing it. I'm glad I didn't now.
Yeah, I wanted to wait. I want to go ahead and do it when we talked about it on the show. But I don't want to gloat, so I'm not. I'm going to let Ben. I want you to tell the story of what occurred this past week. It was pretty spectacular.
Okay, let me start with the story of a reminder that Kyle has done this before, but he did it by himself, so it did not count in everybody's mind.
True.
I said it counted. Everybody else that he told, they were like, oh, that doesn't count. I'm like, that's so stupid. Yes, it does. Like, you don't, at our age, you don't just make that up. Like, I'm not just going to show up after playing by myself and walk in and tell you, guess what I just did? And like, it'd be a total lie. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
So
you're behind. You know you're behind anyway. Like, you know nobody's going to believe you. So why do you make up a lie that no one's going to believe you anyway? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like doubling down. Like, already the story goes, the best part about the whole story was the pro at the time, well, still the pro, Jimmy Green comes driving up after Kyle hits a hole-in-one before on number 8 at AU Club. Kyle's like, I just hit a hole-in-one. He's like, yeah, okay, and just kept driving. Like, didn't even acknowledge it.
By yourself. Nobody cares.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So Kyle has not had one. I still have not had one. So we played the other day. I'm playing like absolute trash on the front nine, by the way. Back nine, I actually was even going into 17, which was pretty nice. A pretty good turnaround there. And then, of course, doubled 18. But I digress a little bit. So we get to 17. It's from the cart. It's 202 from the tee box. One of the guys said it was like 189, 192, something like that. I don't know. All I know is Kyle hit a 6-iron. I don't know how far you hit your 6-iron. If you hit it from the cart, you hit it 202 yards. And right. And so
about 185.
We play ready golf. I think I had a par the previous hole. I think everybody had par. So I just stepped up there and I hit. I'm to the left of the green. Other guys hit. Then Kyle gets up there and hits. Pin is tucked kind of center right. The only thing, there's a bunker over there. It's really, when I say center right, it's really more towards the right side. Hits it. It's high. He's been skying the ball all day. He already hits the ball high, but he skies it. It's up high. And all of a sudden, the ball disappears. Now, I'm 45, and my eyesight is horrible.
Right.
So I told him, I said, let's settle down. It could be behind the pin. We're not real sure yet. It's 202 yards away.
Yeah. We're shooting it with rangefinders, trying to see if we can see it. We can't see it. But again, it's I mean, 200 yards is pretty, I mean, fairly good distance. You can't see it behind the pin.
The hole is elevated from the tee box. So that's another thing is I'm like, look, man, I think it's in. I'm not sure. It could be behind it and it's hiding from us. So let's not get too excited. And so I pull out the video. You posted the video of you going down again. There's another video that we'll share a little bit later where I actually interview Kyle somewhat, if that's what you want to call it. The professionalism went out the window completely on that, on the way up to the green. Well, after we get to about the 150-yard mark to 125-yard mark, we definitely know there is no damn
ball on the green. Yeah.
We got it figured out now. But it still hasn't set in for Kyle.
No, you got to see it.
He's excited. Yeah, he's excited, but I film him going down the hill from the cart path and going on the green and him like looking in the cup, and then he completely raises his hands. He's all excited, humps the flag, all that kind of stuff. It's absolutely fabulous.
Did a phallic motion with the flag.
Yeah, did a phallic motion with – but it was – I've told Kyle before. I've said it on the show. I've told Nate this on the show before. I said, you guys just keep playing with me. You're liable to get a hole in one. I've witnessed so many, and yet I haven't had not one single one myself.
How many have you witnessed?
I'm like close one. I think I'm up to six. I was trying to count them that day. But I was a little drunk, so I wasn't real sure if it was five or six, but I'm pretty sure it's six.
Yeah, that was that. I've never seen one other than the two that I've hit. I've never seen somebody. I'm trying to think of like the closest one I ever saw was my buddy Drew at Atlanta Athletic Club. Like he left one on the lip, and I got a video of it, like almost going, like him swinging and it almost going in. It was It was pretty incredible. It was going track and stopped on the lip, but like I've never seen one other than the ones I've hit. Like you said, it hit just to the right of the pin, bounce left, and the greens are hard, so they don't check. They hit and they roll. Nope. So they hit and it started rolling left off the bunker, and then it stopped. Like you expect it to just keep rolling, and it just stops. Mm-hmm. And we're like, man, I said, I really think that went in. And everybody's like, yeah, I think it went in. But it was weird. It was one of those you don't want to jinx it. It was a feeling. It was a weird, weird feeling where it's like, I want to say.
Well, it's not a 140-yard par three. I mean, exactly. So we're not – the green's elevated. There's just so many factors into this.
Yeah.
There's a hump right in front of the hole, so you're not sure if it's just hiding behind a grassy knoll or something. Like, there's just so many things that – with it being elevated, that's another thing, is you can't see where the – you can't see the cup in the green from the tee box.
No.
If that makes any sense whatsoever.
Makes
sense. So that's why we were like, look, it's probably, it may be right behind it. Don't get excited. It may be right behind it. Just hold on. And the drive up was just fantastic because it was, once you get elevated going up the cart path, those of you that ever played the AU club and seen it, then you could definitely see the entire green. And that's when we knew. One of the ones that I saw, and I think I've told this story, my roommate in college, and best friend growing up, he hit one out at number 8 on the links side at RTJ. And the pin was in the dead back, so you could not see it. We thought he flew the green.
Yeah.
We thought that his ball was in the water. Like, we're looking back there, and I remember going, did you look in the hole? He said, there's no way. I hit it too far. And he goes up there, and then he just starts screaming. Kind of like, I don't think he humped the flag. We came close. We didn't see his ball go in either.
What was the celebration like? What was the celebration like?
It was fantastic. I probably would have went a little crazier than you did.
No, I'm not talking about mine. I'm talking about your buddies that didn't know. Like, we were sort of in between.
Since we didn't see it, we're like two clueless dumbasses walking around back there in the green looking for his ball. And then when I said look in the hole, he was like, there's no way. And so he walks up, and I think some explicatives were used, and he did the whole, like, he did like you though, like both hands were in there. He's like, you got me, like, you're getting me, it's in the hole, it's in. And he starts screaming, like running around the green. Also, by the way, I'm getting in trouble for this. Me bait RTJ's list. Of course, this was like 20 years ago. Stole the flag. We went and took the flag off and took it with us. Hell with anybody behind us. We were like, we're keeping this.
So, should have done that.
So we took the flag, and so he still got that. And I don't know if he ever got it framed or not, but he still got that. Like, we both signed, like I signed your card. We both signed the flag, hole in one, number eight. So his was pretty. The other ones that I've seen, one buddy of mine's actually had two, but they were kind of short par threes, and he like hit the slope and it rolled in, and we celebrated, but it was more of a high five. Like, he wasn't all pumped up and jumping around. I think the craziest one, I saw one at Andalusia Country Club on that par three straight up the hill. We never saw that go in.
Yeah, you don't see that go in. So the reason I ask that is because that this is going to sound like a douche, okay? Like, just
it's not going to say, you just had a hole in one. I texted this is going like to sound 3 days after, and I was like, happy Thanksgiving Day to the hole in one.
This is going to sound douchey, okay? Like, in other words, like, just be happy that you got a hole in one. But, like, there's something about, like, not 100% seeing it go in and not having that celebration on the tee box. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you kind of feel like you miss out a little bit, but, like, other than that, it was spectacular. Everybody,
yeah.
I, the three guys that we played with, you and, you know, Davey and Eric, like, all y'all were awesome about it. Y'all were almost more excited than I was. We filled up the drinks when the cart girl pulled up, like, almost immediately, which was great. And, the funniest thing that I think one of the funny memories that I'll have is like there was a twosome behind us that were slow. We're filling up drinks. It's taking a while, and we're on 17. So they finish 17, and the guy goes, "Well, that's a hell of a time to go to the bar, huh?" I guess with only a hole left, hell of a time to go to the bar, you know. And somebody in the group goes, "Well, yeah, he just hit a hole in one. Like, chill the hell out."
I think it was David behind us. He was like, "Yeah, you just hit an effing hole in one."
Yeah, just go around. Go around if you're mad. Like, go around. No, it was great. I Jacob Solomon, our buddy, who's a Korn Ferry Tour golfer. I literally fist bumped him before he went out and played. So I told him, I was like, "I think it rubbed off. I think I got a little juice from you when we did the fist bump."
Yeah.
I got a bunch of texts. Like, it's funny how word travels about hole in ones. That's another thing that I didn't necessarily get the last time, because when you tell somebody, "Hey, I hit a hole in one by myself," like, nobody tells other people about that.
Right.
But when there's video footage and there's multiple people, like many people tell that story, it's way cooler. Like, today we had a Christmas, deal at the club, and Jimmy Green, the GM, was like, "Hey man, how come you didn't text me and tell me about the history or whatever?" And like, man, it really, it gets around, but it was awesome.
There's another couple of lines that stick out in my mind that got said too.
Yeah.
Both of which is what I said. Number one is, when we get up to the green, since we got a bet going and Kyle had a hole in one, I said, "The rest of you guys are good. Everybody pick up. We all got birdie."
Yeah. And birdies pay. So yeah, exactly.
He's not getting out of this guy free. Everybody's good. And so, because I had the ability to do that, because I could tell the other two guys that theirs is good. So I went ahead and they weren't even on the green, and I gave it to them. I was like, "You guys are good. Pick it up. Nice birdie." But as we're driving off, because those guys were being dicks behind us, I heard the guy say, he said, "Oh, a hole in one." He goes, "So I guess you're buying our drinks." And I turned around and looked at him, and I yelled at him. I said, "No, because you're an effing dick."
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you're not getting anything. You're not getting anything. Well, that whole "this is a heck of a time to go to the bar" comment. Yeah. You just sit back there and drink water.
Yeah.
I did the thing that I don't understand why I do the thing, but why that's a rule, but I did. I got everybody drinks, and we celebrated, and we hung out afterwards and sat in the rocking chairs and just reminisced, and it was great.
Yes.
It was great. It's one thing. There couldn't have been three better dudes to do it with, because y'all were all as excited as I was for.
Oh, it's thrilling.
And I got a feeling that if you have someone that hits a hole in one that you don't like, or you hit a hole in one with people you don't like, it can't be as nearly as enjoyable as it was. So it was definitely top notch. I appreciate it. I'm glad it was with you. I mean, it's like it's like we drew it up perfectly for the show. It was incredible.
Oh, it was great. And as I said, it's been about a year and a half since I've seen a previous one. I do love. I wish they would do something like the clubs around here would do something. And I know it's a resort, but I don't know if you've ever noticed, if you follow like Stream Song Resort on Insta or whatever. Everybody that gets a hole in one whenever you play Stream Song, they give you the flag. Like that's that. Like it's not, you don't have to buy it. It's not like, that was one thing I learned at RTJ, not to throw him under the bus, but my roommate asked, he goes, "Hey, I got a hole in one on 8. Is there anything we can do?" And they're like, "Yeah, we got this plaque you can purchase for $295 and, you know, send it to you and save the ball and all that kind of stuff." But I wish somebody, I wish, you know, like the clubs around here do that. When you get a hole in one, like they give you a, I mean, they got flags laying around in the cart barn, probably. They should give you a flag or give you the flag or whatever.
Something, yeah.
So I think, yeah, I think that's kind of neat that like Stream Song does. And I think they actually do that at Pinehurst too. They'll give you one of the flags at Pinehurst if you hit a hole in one. So it's but you're talking about places that have caddies too. You got, I mean, people like this probably take advantage and be like, "Oh, I had a hole in one on 17. No, you didn't. Like, you know, you're not getting a free flag. So maybe that's why they do it. It's places that have caddies that'll give you that. Maybe that's why, because there's, you know, somebody like working certified there that actually witnesses, they definitely you do saw it. Yeah, they sure definitely saw it. So, but no, man, congrats. That is awesome. It's honestly, I don't think either one of us have really, since we started playing a couple of years ago, I don't think we've ever come close. I think that's the closest anybody's come to hitting a hole in one.
I think
and
so.
And you did it. Like, maybe, yeah, most times, I'm trying to think. Par threes, we've had birdies on par threes, but we haven't, I don't know that anybody's been within 10 feet of it.
Everybody,
look at you.
Sorry. I'm trying to look. I was trying to work on something at the same time.
No, I'm with you. It's that was definitely a, and I, hey, here's another thing. I was wearing Primo joggers for the first, sure. I got some brand new Primo joggers in, the khaki version. And that was the first time that I'd worn them and I hit hole in one. I text the guy from Primo and I was like, "Hey, guess what? I hit a hole in one the first day I was wearing these joggers I ordered." He said, "There's something magic about those joggers." So, yeah, hey, it's that time of weather. You could get them too. Check out Primo Golf Apparel. I think they're just about to drop like this huge line of polos, blade collar, polos, pullovers, things like that. So it's not just joggers. They got a lot of stuff. You need to check them out. I mean, there's
shorts
nothing.
Sale. I got two pair of shorts a couple of weeks.
There's
ago.
Nothing more that there's nothing that will turn heads more and make people think you're way better than you actually are. You walk out on the course wearing these Primo joggers. They feel great. The material's great. I wore some today. Went and played 9. Wore them today. I did not hit a hole in one today. But yeah. So I don't know why you wouldn't check them out. Primo Golf Apparel. Be sure to check them out. It's where fashion starts.
Oh, by the way, would you like to tell everybody what you shot that day?
Yeah, I shot 83 with a hole in one. And I had a birdie putt on 18 too.
You did?
I hit
a short birdie putt.
I may have hit a better shot on 18 than I did on 17.
Not a better shot. It was a more well executed shot. You got a kick on 17 that kicked left. You actually, the execution on 18 from the woods with a baby cut out of the woods to sit it down with a 5-iron 5 feet from the hole and then miss the darn putt.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
It wasn't 5 feet. It was a little bit longer than that, but now, I left a little bit short. I walked it in too. I thought it was in. It snapped across the hole.
It did. Yeah.
No, that would have been an epic finish. Hole in one birdie to shoot 82. That would have been fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I think I doubled the hole prior. So it was, I think in two holes, my combined score was 8 and it was a double and a hole in one.
Yes. You did. You doubled the par 5.
Yeah.
I doubled 18. Matter of fact, I lost a friggin' ball on 18, like one of the last ones I had in my bag. So, I doubled 18 after a snap hook up in somebody's backyard. So, man, it was a fun day. It was a good day. It was actually not too cold, not too hot. It was perfect. And as I said, I mean, we both shot in the 80s. However, you had a hole in one and I didn't. So fun time indeed. It was good to get Thanksgiving started that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Moving on a little bit. So I was kind of shocked by this because I kind of thought it was already common news, but Tiger tweets out that it's official that he's playing in the PNC with Charlie at the end of December. He's going to wrap the year up playing in the PNC, which is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that was already specific, not like common knowledge. So then now it has me wondering, is it official that he's playing in the Hero this week? Is it this week that is the Hero, or is that something that's 100% official that he's playing?
It was tweeted as official that we get to see him 3 weekends in a row. So I'm not real sure which one is this week, but yes, he will be playing this weekend.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Good. I'm wondering if he kind of got baited by the media into committing to this PNC. Not that he wouldn't, because it's he and Charlie. Like he'd probably be more apt to play in this than he would anything else, this PNC. But I did find it odd that when I saw that over the weekend, like you said, it came from his Twitter account. It came from like golf.com, all these things. They were like, it's official. He's playing the PNC. I was like, I thought that was official 3 weeks ago. Like, I'm pretty sure we already said that.
Yeah, but I guess,
I don't know if it's paperwork or whatever you got to fill out or official announcement or officially letting the tournament know.
No, but he's definitely in. He's definitely in this weekend. It's December. It's December 1st through the 4th. So it starts on Thursday. The Hero World Challenge. This is something that's kind of crazy. So obviously this is extremely hypothetical, but if Tiger Woods were to win this event, this is kind of bullshit and cool at the same time, because it's a limited field, no cut, invite only field, but they still get world ranking points. If he were to win, he would go from 1,266th in the world to inside the top 250.
What?
1,266 in the world into the top 250, which I love. I want Tiger
to jump 1,000 spots.
I want 1,000 spots in his invite only event. Like, imagine what the heck.
That's when you start uninviting good players and you invite a bunch of shit players, you can win it.
I will say this though, the strength of the field is why there's so many points. Like that has a lot to do with why there's so many points available and how he can jump so many points. But I just think that's crazy, because we're still talking about LIV Golf not being able to get world ranking points, and this is just a let's just be honest, it's a slapdick like hangout is what it is.
Yes.
Hangout is what it is. Everybody
hypocrisy
gets
at its finest.
But I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it because no, I love it. I want this to be there. I want this to be on LIV as well. So you got Tiger Woods playing 4 rounds of golf, no cut. Last year he was the headline just by hitting range balls in the back of the range during the tournament. He got a ton of airtime just hitting range balls. So now he's going to be actually playing on the course. So you got that. There's another something that he's going to play. Oh, the match with Justin Thomas, and then he's official. That's official. So now it's 3 official events in December. Holy cow. What a month. Have Merry Christmas.
3 straight weekends at Tiger Woods. Yet he announced that he'd be playing in the Hero World Challenge back on November 9th.
Yeah, but I mean.
I guess the PNC just got announced this week like he did that. For some reason, I think everybody just assumed he'd be in the PNC because he played in it last year with Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, well, if you're going to play in the Hero World Challenge, then you're going to be playing the PNC, right? And he never made it official this weekend. So 3 straight weekends of Tiger. He will win the PIP again like he just did this past year. Just because
back-to-back PIP champ.
Now, instead of watching video of on the back of a friggin' range, we're actually going to see him play competitive golf. And he has said he will not be using a cart, which I do find interesting, because he's worried about what his other competitors would say, and every one of them has said, use a cart, we'd rather have you out here. Like, nobody has bashed him at all at the possibility he could use a cart.
Needs to. I know he doesn't want to, but he needs to. Like, conserve, baby. Conserve.
He will with the match. I am curious if he will with the PNC with Charlie, because he did last year. He had that cart that he would use. But this one, this is his turn. They're like, guys have said, they're like, you're the host of the tournament. Ride whatever you want to ride. We don't care. Just be out there and play with us. Like, that's what we
do
want.
Yeah. What you got to do.
So Tiger, three weekends in a row. So exciting, just because it's getting back to that time where if he's going to be back in the field, I think that the uptick in ratings and people paying attention to golf a little bit more than what they have been in the past 6 months. I mean, thank good, as bad as it sounds, PGA Tour can be mad at LIV all they want. They better be glad they came about, because with no Tiger Woods ever out there in the field, at least it got people to talking about golf, regardless if they were watching it or not. They at least kept the buzz going. So that's one thing that PGA Tour needs to give a thank you note to LIV Tour about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Last thing before we leave, Thanksgiving was Thursday. Mm-hmm. Okay. And our boy Nate, he loves to have controversial takes. And this one could be, in my opinion, one of the worst ones I think that he's ever had. And it's also, I will say, one of the most surprising ones. Okay.
Knowing him, but, yes, it is.
Because Nate is a sentimental guy. Okay. Nate loves like nostalgia. Nate loves anything sentimental. Nate is a huge sentimental guy.
Traditionalist, said, if I guess you could say in some things.
There you go. Yes. Traditionalist. Okay. He said that Thanksgiving is he made this long list of like meals associated with a holiday. Thanksgiving was dead last. Actually, Thanksgiving really would not have even made his list. Worst meal of all the holidays. I was appalled. I'm not gonna lie. I was appalled. I was shocked. I mean, what's more nostalgic than reenacting the first Thanksgiving meal in the stuff that you eat, the turkey, the ham, I mean, the corn.
That's as traditionalist as
that's,
you get.
That's
am
as
I
traditionalist
right?
as you can possibly get. And he says the worst. I don't really even know where to start. He mentioned roasted turkey a lot, mm-hmm. which I understand. Turkey from an oven, not that great, not that flavorful. A lot of the ways you cook turkey now has evolved. It's evolved big yes. time. So maybe I'll give you a slight pass if it's just main course meat in the way it's prepared. I like ribs. I like stuff for 4th of July. I like all that, you know, beef. Yeah. I get it a little bit. But, man, that's just – there's so much that goes along with Thanksgiving dinner. When you got dressing, when you got cream corn, when you got the macaroni and cheese, when you got everything that goes along with Thanksgiving, and then heating it up the next day and just mixing it in a huge pile. Like, not using the
yes.
separate foods over here, foods, green bean casserole foods over here. You just literally throw it in a huge pile, put it in the microwave, and it's even better the next. I mean, I'm obsessed with Thanksgiving lunch, Thanksgiving
Give
dinner, whatever.
Anything Thanksgiving. There's a reason, Nathaniel, that the places like Boston Market and Kenny Rogers Roasters, they serve Thanksgiving sandwiches. Like, they kept dressing on hand. They kept cranberry sauce on hand. They kept turkey to serve that even when it wasn't Thanksgiving. Why? Because there's one thing I told Kyle before we came on here. We need to make it a regular thing that you can eat dressing anytime, like other times, other
once a month.
Friggin' Thanksgiving and Christmas. You can do dressing. It's delicious. It's if you're from the South, it's definitely good because it involves cornbread already. And you got other things that go into it along with it.
I don't even know what all's in it, but I love it.
It's absolutely delicious. My wife makes great dressing. We had casserole. We had
real
homemade
quick.
Mac and cheese. Yeah.
Real quick. You like your dressing firm or like a little runny? How do you like your dressing?
Either one. I've done both. It doesn't matter to me. I'm there for like the flavor. One. I think it's delicious. I like the firm part if I'm going to make me a sandwich next day so I can cut it and put it on my bread. As
yeah.
you know, instead of just slopping it on there. So I like the firm for that. But when it comes like, I've been at places where they have like, it's a little runny or it's a little soupier. And I like that too. I'm fine with that. You know why? Because the way it gets soupy like that is because they put that poultry stock in there and it's absolutely delicious. So,
little giblet gravy all over
yes.
all of it. Oh man.
And
my wife's granddad, that was like, I feel like since we've been married, we rarely have had Thanksgiving. There's always a deal where we've never really had Thanksgiving dinner with them, like with them preparing the food, her grandparents. And he's got this like quote unquote famous giblet gravy. And it was, I can't tell you the specifics about it, but it was phenomenal. I put it on everything. I think I put it in my ice cream. It was amazing. It was amazing. I do have one thing that I have one take, and you may hate me on this. Okay. I think cranberry dressing is a prank. I think it's a prank that cranberry sauce is a prank that someone came up with tons of years ago and was like, we're going to like sell this as this is a thing and everybody's going to go along with it. When it comes out of the can in the shape of the can and you cut it in smaller slices of the can and it's not that great of a taste and it doesn't really jive with all the other flavor palettes on the plate, I cannot do cranberry dressing. I've had people that have said you got to have homemade. I got to be honest, I've never had homemade. Every time I've seen it, it's out of a can, which reinforces my take that it's a prank, that you got to have it out of a can. So I'm out on cranberry dressing. I will never touch it. I've tried it. I've tried to make myself like it. I will never touch it.
Couple of things. No, don't say never, because I will make you some homemade because I make it.
Okay.
And let you try. Mine's a little more tart than what you get out of the can. I still like it out of the can. I love cranberry sauce. I wish they would do cranberry sauce. The thing that pisses me off is when Christmas rolls around, when it's over, they pull all the cranberries off the shelf. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, we can eat this with anything. You can put this, like, I put it in, like, you can put it in your, like, yogurt to mix with your yogurt. It's absolutely delicious. It's a fruit. Mm. You can do it with anything. So it is so fantastic. I'm a huge fan. Now, I'm just fat. Let's just call it what it is. There's not a whole lot of stuff at Thanksgiving that I just will not eat. Like, I complain every year about green bean casserole because I'm like, that's just real cheap to do. It's just green beans and like a can of soup that you mix together and top it with onions. I still eat it. It's still delicious. I'm still a big fan of it. So any of that stuff, give me all of it. Give me the cranberry sauce. Give me the dressing. Give me the dry ass turkey, or give me the turkey that's been deep fried, or give me the smoked turkey. We have done something different the last few years because my wife got a secret from an old aunt of hers about these plastic turkey bags that you can buy to cook your turkey in the oven in, and it keeps it moist. Has totally worked. Like the turkey has been moist inside the bag. So give me any of the hams. I like hams when people do a ham instead or as well. I'll go on top of the like turkey. I like that. So I'll do all of it. Give me all the food. What a terrible take Nate had. This ranks up there. Thanksgiving lunch / dinner / leftovers on Friday / leftover breakfast on Saturday morning. Not to mention all the desserts that come with Thanksgiving. You got pecan pie at our house. Lori made a German chocolate cake. She made a caramel cake. Like, we had tons of desserts to go along with it too. So I'm just eating all day. I mean, I put away easily 5,000 calories on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, easily.
So delicious. Give it to me. Nate, terrible take, man. I'm bad sorry. Take. You got a
really bad take.
If you want to defend it, you got to come on the pod and defend it. So
yep.
We're just going to say that. So, yeah, I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving dinner. I love everything about it. Everything about it. I will say some turkeys can be better than others. Not all turkey is created equal.
I completely agree with that. I still eat it regardless of how bad it is. I still have some.
There you go. Anything else?
Nothing that your peepaw's gravy couldn't fix if you put that over the turkey. Even if it's dry, we can fix that.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's it for tonight.
No, I think praising you with a hole in one and then bashing Nate at the end with Thanksgiving, I think that's a perfect show. We're good.
Oh, love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't think of a better show. Guys, appreciate it. We'll be back on Wednesday. Regular schedule should be regular schedule from here on out. So y'all stay tuned. Have a great start to your week, and we will talk again soon. It's episode 248.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
stroking a hole in one.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.